You see, most gamblers, when they go to gamble, they go to win. When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Even when we win, it's just a matter of time before we give it all back.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
What's up, homies? Thanks for streaming today's Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show. We're presented by Sportsbook Wire. I'm the host here, Jeff Clark, and it's a Monday, November 22nd. There's a 10-game slate in the NBA tonight, and I have three best bets I'm going to run through with you here in a few minutes. Be sure to check out my website, sportsbookwire.usatoday.com, where you could read my daily NBA handicaps, and you can get betting breakdowns from me and my colleagues on all major sporting events before you make a wager. Also, if you're in Colorado and New Jersey, be sure to check out our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader, and you can make your favorite sports more interesting with their fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus over at Tipico Sportsbook. Terms and conditions do apply, and you must be 21 or older. Please see the website for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. All right, let's talk some hoops on this Monday. It's Thanksgiving week. Again, there's a 10-game slate. Friday was the last time that we recorded a Bet Slippin' Daily NBA podcast. I take the weekends off, but I was 2-2 on our Friday picks. I whiffed at the Pacers playing the Charlotte Hornets, whiffed with the Los Angeles Lakers playing the Boston Celtics, but cashed a ticket betting the Bulls over the Denver Nuggets and betting the Toronto Raptors over the Sacramento Kings. Now, again, we have a 10-game slate in the NBA. I'll go through the odds on Tipico Sportsbook, and I'll park over at the games that I like. Once again, I have three best bets that are on my card here today, but let's go through the games, and we'll stop where I got action. We'll go with the first game here on Tipico's NBA slate, or I guess sports betting rotation, would be the Brooklyn Nets, who are 12-5 visiting the 9-8 Cleveland Cavaliers. The Brooklyn Nets are laying 5.5. The money line's -250, +200 for the Cleveland Cavs. The over-under's 209.5 at the time of us recording. I would lean to the Brooklyn Nets. Cleveland Cavaliers are going to be without dynamic rookie power forward Evan Mobley. And I feel like the Brooklyn Nets are kind of getting lost in the shuffle, or are not getting as much of the hype and publicity as they did last year. They're still playing very well. They have the best record in the Eastern Conference currently. Obviously a highly efficient team, and some advanced analytic websites would actually argue that they're due for progression, or their efficiency differential would indicate that their record is actually not as good as their performance has been. So be that as it may, I only lean to the Nets. Definitely not going to put money on this one. Cavs have been a feisty team. They are 6-4 against the spread in the last 10, 10-7 against the spread overall. So they're a good team to back, or at least they've been good for backers this year, but I got no play in that game. The next game in the 7 o'clock Eastern Standard window is the Charlotte Hornets visiting the Washington Wizards. Charlotte's getting 4.5. The total is 216.5. It is another play, another game I have no play on. The Washington Wizards have taken sharp money. The line started at around -3.5, -4, depending on where you're shopping, and now it's up to 4.5, at least on Tipico. Some books you can get it lower, but the Charlotte Hornets beat the Wizards 97-87 earlier this season, but I think the Wizards are going to even the season series tonight. Again, it's more of I don't like Washington to beat or to cover this number against Charlotte, but Washington does have the second or third best three-point defense in the league. Charlotte has one of the best three-point shooting teams in the league. So if Washington's defense can do as good of a job as they did in the first meeting, but get a little more out of their offense, once again, they lost 97-87 in the first meeting, I think they'll be able to pull this game out and win by margin. For the record, Charlotte is only 4-6 against the spread on the road. They're only 4-6 on the road. Yes, against the spread. Whereas the Washington Wizards are 7-1 against the spread on the road at home. So I'm looking to the Washington Wizards at home to even that season series. Again, no official play. A game that I do have a play on, though, is the 7:30 Eastern Standard game with the Oklahoma City Thunder visiting the Atlanta Hawks. The Thunder right now are 6-10. The Hawks are 8-9. The price points on this game are the Hawks are favored 11.5, 110 each way. The money line's plus 550 for the Thunder and unplayable 850, minus 850 for Atlanta. Over-under is 212.5. The spot where I'm putting my money in this game is the Thunder plus 11.5. The Hawks are actually fantastic at home. They've covered 25 of their last 29 home games, but Oklahoma City has covered 5 straight road games, and they split the season series last year with Atlanta. Also, Oklahoma City 7-1 against the spread versus teams with a losing record. Plus, there's some basketball logic to picking Oklahoma City Thunder in this spot. Atlanta runs the highest frequency of offense through their pick-and-roll ball handler, and Oklahoma City has the highest defensive efficiency versus ball handlers in the pick-and-roll action. Also, Atlanta does attempt the third highest frequency or volume of mid-range field goals. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder's defense has defended mid-range field goals pretty well. In fact, they're 8th in field goal percentage, defensive field goal percentage versus those mid-range attempts. This is according to cleaningtheglass.com. Also, Oklahoma City Thunder play the third highest volume of ISO ball, and Atlanta's defense actually has the third worst efficiency versus isolation basketball. So I think there's, for those reasons, Oklahoma City's offense, I think, will be in good shape here to score some points against Atlanta's defense. And I think Atlanta's offense could run into some troubles against Oklahoma City Thunder defense, at least the way that they have defended so far this year. Again, they're really good against mid-range shots, which is where Trae Young and a lot of the Atlanta players like to operate, and also Oklahoma City's defensive efficiency is top in the league versus ball handlers and pick and roll action. And we know how much Trae Young loves to run pick and roll action with Clint Capella. So I'm on the Oklahoma City Thunder plus 11.5 in the spot. Another game in the 7:30 window, one that I do not have action on, is the 1-15 Houston Rockets visiting the Boston Celtics, who are 9-8. The Boston Celtics are favored 11.5 as well, 110 each way. The total in this game is 213.5. I don't have a play, like I said. If anything, I guess I would lean to the Rockets because I don't really know what to expect out of the Celtics. Sometimes they look like a team that's destined for the playoffs and they can be a top, I don't know, 6 seed out of the play-in in the East, and other times they look like shit. Right now, the Houston's 5-4-1 against the spread on the road, whereas Boston's only 3-4 against the spread at home. Against winning teams, though, the Houston Rockets are they're 2-4-1 against the spread, but against losing teams, Boston's 4-4 against the spread. Again, I don't have a play either way. I guess I would lean to the Houston Rockets just because it's a big number, but I'm going to pass on that one. The next game that I have no action on, but just to brief you guys on the odds, are the 4-13 Orlando Magic visiting the 9-8 Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks are also favored 11.5, third straight game lined at 11.5. The totals 218.5. The Milwaukee Bucks are getting healthier, still without two starting players, Dante DiVincenzo and Brooke Lopez. But The Orlando Magic are, you know, they're a terrible 4-13. They're significantly injured, or they have numerous players out of the lineup. Also, Cole Anthony is questionable right now. He's dealing with an ankle injury. Of course, they're also down a couple of starters, hence the bloated price point for the Bucks. And also, the Bucks are just a much better team. Again, I don't have a play on this game. I do feel pretty comfortable that the Bucks should win easily, but the 11.5, I don't know. It's a tough spread, and that's something that I don't want any part of. So I'm gonna pass. Also, for the record, the Bucks are 1-7 against the spread at home, which is pretty crazy. I know they lost several games in a row at home earlier this season. Again, they've been dealing with some injury issues, so their continuity might be a little off, and Orlando's 6-4 against the spread. Those are mostly the reasons to stay away. I'm definitely not betting the Magic in the spot. Next game here on the slate's the Minnesota Timberwolves versus the New Orleans Pelicans. Timberwolves are favored 3.5 on the road. Moneyline's -160 for Minnesota, +130 for New Orleans. So over-unders, 212.5. This is, again, another pass for me. I just, Minnesota's 7-9 straight up, and the Pelicans are 3-15 straight up. The Pelicans do have a winning home against the spread record, whereas the Minnesota Timberwolves have a losing road against the spread record. That said, the Pelicans only covered 3 of their last 10 at overall, and I just feel weird betting the Timberwolves as a road favorite. I don't think we've seen enough out of the team where they should be laying points on the road. I think Jonas Valanciunas can give Karl Anthony Towns some points back, and I don't know who guards Brandon Ingram. I don't think Anthony Edwards is going to be able to do much against Brandon Ingram, so I'm not very confident in Minnesota covering the spread on the road. I don't think that's a crazy statement to make either. I mean, betting Minnesota as a road favorite can't be profitable over the last couple seasons. In fact, since 2019, as a road favorite, the Minnesota, we're going to figure this out together. Actually, this is crazy. Minnesota is 7-2 since 2017, or since 2019. They're 7-2 against the spread with a +5.6 spread differential as an away favorite. So, I mean, you have some trends backing you right there if you do like Minnesota, but I'm going to pass because I like the three plays that I have here on my slip. The next game on the slip, actually, is the Indiana Pacers playing the Chicago Bulls at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's in Chicago. The prices are Bulls favored 3.5, -110 each way, -160 for the Bulls money line, +130 for Indianapolis's money line, or Indiana's money line, excuse me. And the total is 211.5. Again, I don't have any official play on this one either. I guess I lean to the Bulls because the Bulls have been fantastic at home. They're 6-2 against the spread, whereas Indiana has been 4-7 on the road against the spread. However, Indiana is 3-1 against teams that are top 10 in net efficiency. This is according to cleaningtheglass.com. And I also have the third best spread differential in those spots. I'm a little leery about betting, or I would be, weary or hesitant is probably the most accurate word, in betting Chicago in this spot. There are several basketball advantages that they have. They have an elite defensive backcourt, and Indiana is not very good at defending, or they give up too many easy buckets. And we know Chicago's wings, Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, can score hard buckets. So I don't have a play in this one, but if anything, I would probably lean towards Indiana just because Chicago played an emotional, physical game against the New York Knicks on Sunday the night before. So I think they're going to kind of be exhausted, a little winded, and maybe not be as locked into the game as the Indiana Pacers. However, I'm staying away from this game. The next game here on the slate is the Phoenix Suns visiting the San Antonio Spurs at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Spurs are favored. Suns are, favored 5.5. The money line's -230 for the Suns, +180 for San Antonio. The over-under's 221.5. I got no official play on this one. I really don't even have much analysis. San Antonio's an even 3-3 against the spread at home. Phoenix is 4-2 on the road against the spread this year. Phoenix has covered 7 of the last 10 games. I think they've won 12 of the last 13 or 11 of the last 12. They're on fire right now. Perhaps besides the Golden State Warriors, the most efficient team in the NBA through the first 5 weeks or so. So I'm not going to fade Phoenix here, but I don't really like the matchup well enough for them to be laying 5.5 on the road against San Antonio. So I'm just going to pass this one, but I do have action in the final two games here in the Monday NBA slate. The first is the Memphis Grizzlies visiting the Utah Jazz. Utah's favorite 10.5 and the over-under is 221.5. I'm playing the over 221.5, which is priced at minus 108. Memphis actually has the worst defensive rating in the NBA and the worst defensive three-point percentage in the league, whereas Utah has the highest three-point volume. And the Jazz have shot below average from three-pointers or on three-pointers this year, but they still have the best adjusted offensive shot quality according to shotquality.com, and they're due for some hot shooting nights, and this should be a get-right game against a terrible Memphis three-point shooting defense. Also, Memphis has the fifth worst pick-and-roll defense efficiency versus the ball handler, and Utah runs the third highest frequency of pick-and-roll offense through the ball handler. We know Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell love to run that high screen and roll with Rudy Gobert. Well, they should be able to feast on Memphis in the spot against them, or against Memphis in the spot. I will say I do have confidence in Grizzlies' offense in this one, just not them making stops down the stretch. That's why I lean towards the Jazz covering this game, but I like the over because I do like Memphis's offense in the spot. They attempt the highest volume of short mid-range shots, according to cleantheglass.com, whereas the Jazz rank 20th in defensive field goal percentage versus these short mid-range shots. These are shots within, I think, 5 and 14 feet of the basket, so in the paint, essentially, little jumpers, little floaters. Memphis does that really well, and John Morant specifically does that really well. And he did that really well last year against the Jazz in the postseason, where he averaged 30 points per game, 8 assists per game, very efficient shooting in their first-round series that the Jazz won 4-1. But John Morant was awesome in that series. Also, the Grizzlies are either first and second or second, excuse me, in fast break points, second chance points, and paint points per game, whereas the Jazz rank 19th or worse in fast break points, second chance points, and paint points allowed per game. Again, I think both offenses are in good shape here, and I like this game to go over 221.5. The final game here on the slate and game that I do like is the Philadelphia 76ers getting 2.5, and they visit the Sacramento Kings. I'm taking the Sixers +2.5, -115. Luke Walton, the former head coach of the Sacramento Kings, was fired this past weekend, and I just get a bad vibe in the locker room or just the Sacramento front office organization as a whole. Fun, interestingly enough, Luke Walton has the second highest winning percentage in Sacramento Kings coaching history, and has career record for the Sacramento Kings is 68-93. That's how cursed that franchise is. So I don't think they're pumped about having about losing their coach. Also, NBA players don't react as desperately to a coach being fired as the other team sports. NFL players don't have guaranteed contracts. NHL players, or excuse me, baseball players can be sent down to the farm system. So the NBA players, that you know, their contracts are guaranteed regardless of the relationships they have or don't have with the front office and head coaching, or the coaching staffs. They're going to get their money. So I don't think it's going to be like a weight lifted off the Sacramento's locker room. I just think they're going to continuously play bad, and I don't see them getting much better coaching from their interim coach. Also, Philly won this season series over Sacramento 2-1 last year, but the second meeting was a more lopsided outcome with the Sixers winning 129-105. Philly's actually missing Seth Curry, Joel Embiid, and Ben Simmons in that game, but Tobias Harris had a game 9 game high 29 points on 67% shooting. He actually, Tobias Harris plays very well against the Sacramento Kings historically. He averages 20 points per game on 63% true shooting, 51% from the field, 41% from three, and 89% from the foul line. He's got a plus 15 net rating in his career versus Sacramento. Also, Philly does still have two strengths, even without Joel Embiid. They have the second best turnover rate, offensive turnover rate, and they score the fourth most points per game over those seven games. Well, the Kings are ninth in points off of turnovers per game, so if they get less turnovers, there's going to be less easy baskets for them to score, and Philly will be able to get back on defense and play half-court defense against the Sacramento Kings. Also, the Sacramento Kings give up the second most paint points per game in the NBA. So Philly's still getting paint points because of Andre Drummond and just because of their great coaching and high effort without their star player. So to wrap up my bet slip again, I'm going with the Oklahoma City Thunder plus 11.5 versus the Atlanta Hawks. I'm also going with the over in the Grizzlies Jazz game over 221.5. It's priced at minus 108 currently. And my final bet on my slip here is the Philadelphia 76ers at the Sacramento Kings. I'm taking the Sixers plus 2.5. That's your Bet Slippin' Podcast, Daily NBA Show. We're presented by Sportsbook Wire and sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. So all of our listeners in Colorado and New Jersey, be sure to check out Tipico Sportsbook. I'm your host, Jeff Clark. Best of luck on all your Monday bets, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.